I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Trax Power Sports Rentals. 2 hours of stories and information about hunting, fishing, and high adventure. It's KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day as we gather together again here on a Saturday morning. It's nice to have you with us for another edition of KSL Outdoors Radio. Nice seasonal temperatures for a while here. Well, for a couple of more days anyway. We've had them for the past two. With temperatures in the mid-90s, it looks like it's going to stay that way today and tomorrow. But we've got triple digits coming on Monday and Tuesday. I fully expect, by the way, that when we check in with Charlie Jennings at King's Peak, yeah, he's probably going to rub in the fact that he's enjoying cool temperatures. Russ Smith is here from Sky Call.
Well, good morning. Yeah. Hey, I did not see you in the parade this last week.
I was not in the parade.
They had a float.
Yeah.
I thought you and Amanda would have your own float.
No, we don't have a float.
Show me your parade and wave.
It's all at the
That's
elbow.
That's why you didn't make it's it right there. Yeah.
My, what's your wave?
Oh.
Oh, that's a salute.
I think I'm just...
Yeah. No, I told Grant Wayman on the air this week, I said, they only want the pretty faces on the float.
Absolutely.
Not us radio geeks out there. Anyway, hope you had a great 24th of July with you and your family and had a chance to get away and have some fun. Not just Russ here, but who's this guy?
I don't know. I don't even recognize him, except I do recognize the glasses.
Michael Navidowski.
Yeah.
Old Navi is back.
I miss you guys.
You almost didn't come back, though. Admit it.
I admit it. Yeah. If I wouldn't have been out of money, I would still be there.
Yeah. It's always a problem.
Maybe off the air you can share with me what that month-long or 6 weeks, whatever, what that cost you.
Well, here's one thing about travel that people fail to realize. How much does a trip cost? Well, first you have to figure out what you would have spent being here.
Right. I use that on my wife.
Minus that from the total, and that's what you spent.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do you use that on your wife, too?
But you know what?
It's not going to cost much. We've got to buy food.
Yeah. I still have to make my house payment, even though I'm paying for a hotel, so that doesn't factor.
Yeah. Well, the house is going to be paid here real quick. So.
Did you guys do Airbnb much? Or
we did. You know, it was my first time with it. We did half.
Pretty inexpensive.
Gail is not for it. I thought we would like it, you know, because washer, dryer, that kind of thing.
But she didn't?
No, because first off, she goes, they use cheap sheets. You know, she likes Marriott. She goes, these are scratchy.
Yeah, okay, don't compare it
There's
to Marriott.
There's no soap. Yeah. There, you know, you forget about stuff.
Well, you got to bring a few things.
One place we had one roll of toilet paper, and that was, she was like, I can't believe it. And I thought, I never thought about that stuff.
Come stay at the compound. It'll change your mind.
And get this, no concierge, no calling down.
Oh, man, no concierge, and no room service.
They don't come in and make your bed at night, do they?
You know what? We decided that we're not doing it anymore because we might here and there, but really, it's not that much more to have a hotel, and you get what you pay for.
Definitely.
Yeah. Breakfast.
So that part of the trip was not good.
Well, it was fine. The best one was in Italy. We had a really nice big screen there and really beautiful
view.
Was
that Florence?
Florence. You saw our view right out the window of that.
Loved it. Yeah.
Yeah. In Ireland, we did it. We found a few nice places, but in Amsterdam, our place was horrible. I mean, the person whoever gave up their room didn't leave anything. All their clothes, there's no place to hang your clothes. There was no place to put your watch on the bedstand because it was all full of weird things.
How far from downtown Amsterdam?
Too far. That was another thing, too.
Because everything you want to see is right there outside of the train station.
If you add up what a taxi's going to cost, you know, and nobody wants to get on the subway and stuff.
Yeah. We have guests that have similar complaints, not quite as strong as that, but we say when they quiz us on emails, we say, well, go get a hotel downtown.
Right.
That's what you need.
Right. And I agree with that. Yeah. I liked it, some aspects, and some of them were really good, but mostly we decided that when we can get a hotel, it's in the long run, it's better.
We already had a phone call or some emails from people wondering what that bike trip cost per person. Is it like $1,000 more than that?
It was $1,250.
$1,200.
Yeah. And that, but let me tell you, that was meals and hotel.
The whole works. Wow.
And they carried all of our luggage, and we had a van in case we broke down
at
any
moment. How many days?
Eight.
Oh. Yeah.
But get this. The hotel we stayed in London, I tried to book it another night. It was $600.
Yeah. Wow. All right. It's great to have you back, and it was fun to hear all of those accents from around the world. Hopefully they had fun being on the show.
Oh, they did.
And it's an experience that I know you want to repeat, and Becky and I are committed to try and find a way to do it with you the next time. Let's talk about what's coming on or happening today. I've already let the cat out of the bag about Charlie.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Going to join us from Kings Peak.
Right.
It's time to go to altitude, everybody.
Yeah.
Get out of this heat. I decided to stay jet-lagged. I'm still waking up at 5 a.m. because I can't cope with 100 degrees.
Based on our experience, Gad's about a month or more ago up at Snowbird.
Yeah.
That's where I'm sending our guests when they say, where should I go today? Snowbird. Go up there, ride the tram.
You can trim 20 degrees off in a hurry.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had one that was sneaking in and out of hotels and
oh, really?
Raiding the fruit basket.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, welcome to Airbnb.
Yeah.
From the other side. Also, Vernon Stout. Tell our listeners who Vernon Stout is.
Vernon, we're talking about mainly his hobby is Freedom Vehicles. He rebuilds military vehicles. He's part of a big association that likes to do that. I've seen him around. He's also a client of mine, but he has met up with the veterans coming home from honor flight, and we do a little parade down the road.
He shows up in those vehicles.
Yeah, and I saw him in Days of 47, too. A couple of his Jeeps had honor flight guys in it.
Yeah,
but we're talking about his camp they're trying to put together, a camp with a kind of a military, old-school military World War II environment, and let kids come and see what it was like.
Well, there's Dolly World, so... Why not?
And they're looking for a permanent home, which is part of the effort. So we're going to see if we can help spread that word a little bit. You may have seen him or some of his vehicles in the Freedom Parade, the big celebration down in Provo this past week.
Yeah.
Also looking forward to talking with Gary Cook, who is the head of the Hunter Education Program with the Division of Wildlife Resources. Every year about this time, we try and give you a heads up on making sure that your kids have taken the hunter education courses. There's one called a trial hunting program that has really taken off over the last few years. And so we'll probably revisit that with his conversation coming up at the top of the next hour. And we hope to be able to make contact with Roger Eggett, who... by all accounts, was having another great tracks ride event up there this last week with like 50 people, I think, in tow. So just a lot of things to cover over the next couple of hours.
Good time to be in the outdoors.
Yeah. Other than riding the bike, did you get a chance to do any? I guess you wouldn't. Well, I mean, you golfed. But...
Yeah, we played golf in Ireland, and that was 7 courses in 7 days. It was amazing. The best golf courses in the world, and we walked them all. So, yeah. And then we just did a lot of tourism. I mean, my wife had never, my friend had never been to Florence and Amsterdam. You know how that is.
Yeah.
Ate a lot of food. Even though I was working out, I still kept my weight pretty good.
But, you know,
this weekend we're going, as soon as the show's over here, I'm headed back to the high country. I got a fishing class coming up, and we'll talk about on Fish Bites. And, you get up in the cool weather and catch some cutthroat.
Yeah, not going to tell us where that is exactly, are you?
Well, pretty close.
Pretty close.
Utah.
Yeah.
You're going to be taking your class up there next week.
Yeah.
Speaking of keeping mom happy with places to sleep, how does she deal with the denim seats or walls or whatever it is in this place you're going to stay at?
Well, it's got a quaintness. She knows what she's getting into.
Okay.
And yeah, it is kind of fun. Little old kitchenette with 5 different coffee cups. None of them match. It's perfect. No, the denim covers have pockets on them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
cool.
So you can put your toothbrush in there or something. I don't know. It's fun.
Wonder what else was in that pocket. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about some news of the week. That's next. Don't go away. Welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio. We're going to jump right in here to some news of the week. Boy, it's good to get the band back together, so to speak, and we've had a little malfunction with the microphone. So the guys are going to be handing one back and forth. Did either of you see the video that I posted on our Facebook page of Kruger National Park?
No.
Which? Tell me. The last wild video I saw was Yellowstone. Oh, buffalo taken out.
That's
another, I saw that buffalo.
That's another one we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
But this is, and I'll try and swing this around so you guys can catch some of the video anyway.
Cool.
There is a group of people in a Jeep on the safari at Kruger National Park.
Oh, this happened to me, Tim.
I haven't seen this.
This happened to me.
Happened to you where?
In Kenya, when I was in Kenya. I'd fallen asleep because it was, like, hot. And all of a sudden, I hear the car in reverse screaming, and I look, and there's an elephant was coming right at us.
Well,
and he turned and barely missed us.
Listen to some of this audio. So the elephant is in full charge mode, coming straight on to the Jeep. And the driver is frantically trying to keep this thing on the road, but keeping it out of the way of this elephant. And the people in the back are petrified.
They're in reverse,
and he's winding his way around this dirt road while this elephant is in hot pursuit. It's amazing video if you want to see it. You can just go to our Facebook page at KSL Outdoors Radio. But and then the video just ends, and I wondered, does that mean the elephant won?
No, you see, he backed off. That's exactly what happened to us. Backed off the road.
Yeah, crazy.
But, you know, the only difference is I didn't have video in those days.
Yeah. Right. And now everybody's got a cell phone in their hands. If you get a chance to see it, that was my pick for the video of the week. There was another video that's getting a lot of attention. We actually talked about it on Utah's Morning News a couple of days ago, and that is yet another incident of someone getting too close to the bison in Yellowstone.
Yep.
And bad things are going to happen.
Yep.
This looks like, I equated it, I think it was Thursday morning we were talking about it, I equated it to what you would see happen to a rodeo clown when he's trying to get a bull distracted from the cowboy and he gets caught. That's what happened to this girl.
It was like a toy doll being thrown in the air.
She gets launched into the air.
Well, yes, national news.
It turns out there were 20 people in this group that stood around for a long time.
And one filmed it.
And everybody had their cameras going and nobody thought to move. But how many times do people have to be told this is not a petting zoo? This is your national park, yes, but it's also wild animals.
Have you been to Yellowstone? Have you seen how dumb people are?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
it's amazing.
That's my point.
Yeah, we ran into busloads of international people. Wasn't that the...
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
They were at Artist Point. Over the fence,
yeah,
because they wanted to get a better picture.
Oh, I know.
They would stand and pose for their friends.
Well, selfies, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just another example, and every time one of these comes up, I always revert back to the go-to story of the family that decided to help the poor bison calf and put it in their minivan.
You think they tried to lure that bison into the back of the bus?
No, I don't think so.
Hey, Ken, when I was a kid, back when the bears were more prolific, this guy rubs jelly on his daughter's face so the bear will lick it off.
No.
That's real.
No.
That's real.
I believe it.
No, that's real.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So he could get a good video of it?
Yeah, I thought it'd be cute watching the bear lick his daughter's face.
Crazy.
I know.
Scott Root was on the show with us a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know if you guys saw this post, but there he is with some fossils that he stumbled onto around Strawberry Reservoir. And the Utah USFS archaeologist called him and asked him if he could meet them near the fossilized tracks that he discovered. They were very happy and thankful. I reported this. He says it sheds a lot of wonderful light on the life around Strawberry Reservoir many era ago, obviously. One archaeologist named Tom Flanagan said it was the first time in 15 years someone had reported a prehistoric find to him. And after consulting with expert paleontologists from around the country, they believe it was a heron-like bird or other large shore bird. And what did he say?
It's 40, a nice fossil. 40, that's a good fossil.
40 million years old is the estimate. And it was right there around Strawberry.
Well, the fishing was good then.
At least for the birds. Didn't have to compete with all the cavemen that are out there now. All right. And then this is another one of those stories. You just scratch your head. So one of my favorite trips we've ever taken, and I've been there a couple of times. We did it on our slingshot ride where we went across the Going to the Sun Road at Glacier. But I've done it also on motorcycles. Glacier Park is now investigating a video of visitors hitting golf balls off of Going to the Sun Road, out into the Flathead Beacon area.
I've heard that.
Because the road construction was going on, which is always going on. Their season to fix those roads is so short that during the peak season of tourism, they have to do this road work. These guys got out, started hitting golf balls. So now they want to see if they can match the video to identifying somebody because it's a big no-no. Somebody could get hurt.
This isn't the first time I've heard of this. People do hit golf balls off that cliff there.
They do it all over the place. It's not just there. I mean, it's...
The way Navi says that, it's like he's got
personal
experience with it.
No, I honestly have not.
Okay.
In fact, I didn't play golf when I used to do Glacier.
Yeah. So anyway, another, you know, what were you thinking moment there. And then there was one more story, and this is just a... testament to how much snow we got this past season. Snowbird reported, I think by year's end, 711 inches.
Nice.
Just this weekend, today, the Big Mountain Trail is opening for mountain biking.
Wow.
They haven't been able to get bikes up there in on that side of the mountain because of the snowfall.
I'll be talking and about this during fish bites, too.
Yeah. Speaking of fish bites, we need to take a break here. We got a news update on the half hour. On the other side, we will talk with Vernon Stout, find out more about the project you were telling us about, Russ, and then we'll have some fish bites for you. Navi's going to stick around. Make sure you do, too. Thanks so much for making us part of your morning. More of KSL Outdoors Radio coming right up.